I think so. Am I plugged in?
Well, can you hear anything?
I can't hear anything. In your headphones? No. I can't hear anything. Hang on. How about now? Let's see.
Say something.
I can now hear myself.
Can you hear me?
No.
I was just thinking about Daniel Close and how much I don't like him.
I can hear him talking, but I can't hear him in the headphones.
That's strange, because I can hear you.
Can I hear myself?
I can.
No.
We need to talk about Daniel Close and how I don't
no.
like him.
No. Yeah,
no. Really? No, no, I thought no, you no. used to really like him.
I did.
What happened? He wrote the same, yeah, like,
I can't hear myself
story.
Anymore.
How about now?
Wait, no.
Melancholy.
Now I can't. I can kind of hear it. Now I can hear it. Yeah. I can hear it, kind of. It's just not very loud.
Can I hear it talking to you?
Now it's out. Now it's back.
Running down Fifth Street. She was drunk.
The volume goes like up and down. That's fine, as long as I can hear what I need to hear. No, that's fine, I can hear what I need to hear.
But it's tinged with hope.
All you really need is to know that there's music.
Okay.
Tell stories about life. A lot of them are allegories that you can apply to your own.
I think he was recording all of that.
I hope to God. That'd be great. That was my new song.
That's your new hit single.
Fucking A. Right. Called Peter Likes This Raspy Voice Son of a Bitch. Fuck that chair up here.
I'm just getting close to the table.
I know. I just liked the
it
look.
It has to be done.
Your tongue was...
Yeah.
That's how I...
Scoot. Scooch.
Scooch, scooch, scooch.
No more racial epithets. Speaking of, I need to hear that the
race.
Yeah, the race.
Race master.
Yeah, at the end.
Mega mix.
At the end. Mega Man.
Okay.
Mega Man race.
We can do it at the end. All right, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Born Great. Ready.
Great.
Born this way.
Life's not like flat.
No, wait, my headphones are fucked up.
You may need it.
Ready? I got bored.
Yeah.
I was going to wait, but I quit.
Oh, right there's the raspy voice. You turned it down too soon.
I know.
But you can still hear it.
I like to sing a little bit like this. I used to smoke cigarettes. It's kind of sexy for the ladies. And Peter.
I feel like, you know, all these raspy singers smoke cigarettes. I think you can just smoke cigarettes until you're like 35 and be fine.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm almost Possibly. Positive.
As well, long as you don't drink aren't. Scotch as well, because that'll get you a raspy voice pretty fast.
Oh, but that's the desired effect, right?
Yeah, if it was Freddie Mercury smoking cigs, they'd be like, hey, Freddie, yeah,
knock
hey,
it off,
man, okay. Lay off.
Yeah.
Mr. Mercury.
Little did they know, he would just end his own life basically through gay suicide.
Oh.
Yes.
The best way to go.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Moment of ecstasy followed by
Horps.
Several years of decaying, yeah. Basically being a zombie walking corpse.
Yep.
But you know what? Still a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
That man. Good singer.
Well, welcome to our show, everyone. We have Alec today.
Hey, fuckers.
And we also have Ian today.
Hello.
To do a radio program.
Mm.
Yeah. It's the first time I've been on since I've been outed as the author of the theme song.
Oh, good.
I loved it when I immediately recognized your... Not immediately. When I eventually recognized your voice, I was like, is that your brother? And Pete was like, yeah. And I was like, damned impressed.
Yeah.
That was good.
To get a little inside baseball, I sang that through a microphone and a cardboard tube.
Are you serious?
That's how it gets that distinctive sound.
That was your method to...
I was trying to mask my voice a little bit so it wouldn't be obvious it was me right away.
Yeah.
And so when that's why it sounds the way it does.
Okay.
Years from now, when there's the microphone toilet tube murders, we're going to know who it was because you just gave away your...
When someone calls the police and it's like, I've killed someone, and it was super fun, and I shot him with a gun.
It would be exactly like that. Also, I stole the piano music from this church hymnal group that was on public domain, so it's okay.
I will see you in hell from heaven.
Yeah.
What is my cloud?
A hymnal.
A hymnal is the...
Heinrich Himmler.
It's not a Nazi who murdered Jews. It's the actual book full of the hymns.
Okay.
So you have it in the back seat. You know how those uncomfortable pews in churches? I don't know if you were forced to go.
And they have a wooden slot.
Yeah, and so they have a wooden
like
slot.
On the airplane.
And they got the bibble.
Right, it's got the safety card.
The one, and they've got the card of how are we doing?
Yeah.
Like at Wendy's that they
the how to exit the row card.
Yeah. The air sickness bag is also there.
Jesus,
the tray folds down so you can have your little thing of wine and your cracker.
Right.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I remember so excited. It burned when I was young.
Yeah.
Because they gave you real wine when you were a kid. I love that about church. They're like, no, it's okay.
This is the blood of Christ anyway.
The cops not bust in and be like, hey, guys.
Because the cops don't bust in after you feed the kid a couple more shots and then diddle him.
That's
because
true.
When
yeah.
you when the
well,
church
we'd
goes...
we'd have to stop the finger fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Freddie got fingered in the
church
app.
Just says, it's okay. It's some guy's blood. Fine.
Oh, that's true. I guess
some guy's
it's
blood.
The blood of Christmas.
Right.
He was a very bloody man, I guess.
He had a fucking horrible problem. What's that thing when you can't stop bleeding?
Menstruation.
No.
Hemophilia.
Yeah, he's a hemophiliac. Oh. He was a hypochondriac too. He's like, I'm sick. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna rise again.
Do you think
it's
if
like
you...
get some mental help?
If you do have hemophilia when you menstruate, do you think it's like more intense? Is that
I imagine it's like
it
the doors of the Shining,
or is it just sloughing off?
I would
is
assume
there a limited quantity and then it's done.
If it really was that any woman who had hemophilia couldn't stop bleeding when she menstruated, there'd be no women with hemophilia because they'd die.
Okay,
unless
that's true. Yeah,
they developed
make it.
Hemophilia before their period started and got cured,
yeah.
Or after whatever that's called where women lose the will to live.
Marriage to Peter.
Mental pause.
Yes, oh, yeah. Menopause. And also...
Menopause.
You have to already not have the will to live to marry Peter. That's the ironic thing.
You're already
dead
inside.
You don't lose it, yeah.
Got it.
Well, yeah. You know, I was just telling people at work I have a new scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So before, my plan was to find a nice, rich orphan. Because that simplifies holidays.
Okay.
You don't have to visit a family. That's the orphan. Nice is obvious. And rich, that takes care of everything.
And that's not your new plan? That's your old plan?
My new plan.
So you want to marry young Bruce Wayne, basically?
Yeah. That would work, actually. And he's just like, gotta go all the time. And I'd be like, okay.
Bernadette
I'll play Star Wars Battlefront.
Albert will bring you fucking cookies.
Yeah,
I
would
shit.
Not be... I wouldn't be like the wives and girlfriends of Batman who are like, I'm going to sneak around and find out what he's up to. I'd be like, that's fine.
You know what would be great is that Alfred would hate you, but he'd still have to be nice to you. So he'd be like, Master Dick, can I get you anything?
Really passive.
More Doritos, Alfred.
Yeah, that would be great.
Alfred, I got this AT-AT I got to take down.
When he's, I know he talks to Bruce Wayne behind my back.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm not there.
I don't like the cut of his jib.
Master Bruce, I don't think this is an appropriate relationship.
And not just because it's homosexual, I don't judge.
I think I just combined...
after you fucked those boys.
Alfred and Morgan Freeman.
Lucius Fox.
Master
if you
Bruce,
don't get
know.
Busy not fucking that boy, you get busy fucking that boy.
Exactly like that.
I served Master Bruce in the Batcave.
See, that's the...
Actually, this is fun.
That's the kind of thing, that's the kind of porno that will show up in the little box next to the porno you want to watch.
Oh, you want to segue into that immediately. I'm okay with that.
That was no kind of segue, but go on.
All right, before we started the radio show, we were talking about... Yeah. really inappropriate and awful porn advertisements next to the porn you're trying to watch.
Yeah. For people who don't know, it's a little different. So imagine you're watching
Churchy
a YouTube McChurches video.
And women.
And then right next to the YouTube video, there would be ads, which often are also short video clips on repeat or pictures. But oftentimes the ads have little to do with your personal preference or taste of what's going on in the
this
video.
This is a total guess.
Yeah. They're crazy.
And often they're horrific. Yeah. They're not just like, because some are just like, meet single ladies to fuck. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, fine.
But other times.
Other times you get some stuff that's really strange, and then you get some stuff that's really degrading.
Mm-hmm.
Like, much more degrading. The one I was thinking of when I wanted to talk to Alec, one of them, this is the more tame version, is it sort of a woman is getting massaged on this table.
Okay.
And she's way too oily to be getting massaged. Like, even with a little bit of lotion, she's just like,
so like dipped in baby. Can we, by the way, baby oil? Is this being used on babies or just for fuck videos?
No, it's only for.
What is it for?
Astroglide.
Why was it? Yeah. What does it have to do with babies at all?
When you fuck the
a baby happened. Want to lube that baby
wrong?
Up? They're very small.
No, I'm kidding. I don't fuck
see.
Babies.
I what I've heard it's for is that you actually lube your finger. And when your baby's constipated, you kind of jam it in the
Jesus
baby's
Christ,
butt.
They can't have
is that
whole,
really?
That's what I've
is
heard.
Is that legitimate?
For.
Who told you that? A pedophile? Your dad? This is getting awkward. Right before he jammed his finger in your butt?
That's what I've heard it's for. I don't know.
I mean, I guess that makes as much sense as just oiling up your baby's little legs.
How
and
could they
right.
sell,
feeling it up?
You know, when babies are born, they're like super dry. And their skin has to get used to being out of the womb. So I think uh-huh. it's much more realistic that maybe it's like used as lotion. But you can't use lotion because they're sensitive.
But why not? I mean, it's just grease.
Yeah, it's not because it's not really
true.
Moisture. It's
I don't
oil.
Know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm disgusted by what you just said and it's completely true.
But so like a baby's the, being massaged.
No, it's a woman being oh. massaged. Also, like she's super made up, got her hair thing. And he's like, he's kind of rubbing her butt. But if you've ever done a butt rub, he's giving what's known as the winky. You know, where you see sort of spreading her butt cheeks wide.
I
so
love
you can
that
see
you have
butthole.
A name for this.
Right. Because that's something that you're not supposed to do if you're massaging
spreading the
butt.
Butt.
Yeah.
This you is kinda, a massage no-no?
Yeah,
I've never been
massage
massaged,
no-no.
Like, professionally.
Oh, it's nice.
Okay.
It's yeah, it is.
Do they do your butt?
They
no.
sometimes do, but not often.
Okay.
No, that's you got to get someone you're sleeping with to do that. And
mm-hmm.
even then, it's... But it
well,
sort
why
of,
would I get a massage?
Because it feels nice. You can
but
fuck
if I can just
massage.
Sleep. Yeah, I don't think I can. I don't think I have the toleration for touch.
That's
that
true.
Lasts long
that's
enough
true.
For two sessions of
yeah,
touching.
Yeah, 30 minutes of you getting a massage, you'd be like, stop touching me! Ah!
Well, you like to fuck through a hole in a sheet, so that doesn't really...
That's only because yeah. he was raped when he was 12 and he had that Halloween costume as a ghost on.
Oh.
So now he has to wear the Halloween costume in order to orgasm.
Fuck ghost. That was my costume.
I'm fuck ghost, trick or treat.
Wasn't super creative, the name. A ghost with a dick. Guys, I got the best idea.
When you
the next year is a mummy with a dick.
then that, a Frankenstein's monster with a dick.
That was that year you were the crow with a dick.
Yeah. The crow with his dick out.
You went meta one year as a giant dick with a dick.
Yeah. The one when no one noticed was when I was a hobo with my dick out. Because they were just like, oh, he's just full hobo.
Yeah.
He's like a real street
just
guy.
He's pissing on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
But the,
okay, so
okay, yeah,
her
the climax
ass.
Of this particular yeah, video is that he's sort of massaging, and then all of a sudden he just takes his thumb mm-hmm. and jams it into her butt.
Okay.
And you're like, and she doesn't seem to be upset about this turn of events.
Well,
she's like, oh.
Maybe
okay.
it wasn't a surprise.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe he was like, I'm going to massage your ass with too much baby oil, just
too
like
much
babies
baby
get
oil.
Them.
But
and then I'm going to jam my thumb in your ass.
But then it cuts away to the girl on the massage table on all fours, okay. and there's sort of a big... You know, like a water bottle full of baby oil being put into her ass.
Oh, oh. dear.
Like sort of being, she's being loaded up.
And the way
like,
you're showing
wow.
this
it's
is
sort
like
of
it's being
stabbed into her.
Yeah, over and over. Now, is right. her butt like chugging the oil?
It's
is
like
it
flapping.
Inside?
Yeah. So it's trying to like chug it and the oil sort of spilling out the side.
Jesus Christ.
And you're like, wow.
Yeah. This is one that I've not been graced with.
It's hungry, hungry assholes, I guess.
Nice. Yeah.
For oil.
Yeah.
There's another one I wanted to say that there's one where there's sort of the girl and the guy are just hanging out, and then all of a sudden the guy is hurling the girl onto the bed.
I've seen this one.
I've
yeah.
seen this one too.
They're having sort of sex sideways, but then the next clip is they're still having sex sideways, but he's put his laundry basket
over
on top
head.
Of her, over her head,
like she's in cat jail.
I don't. Some of the.
Do you put cats in a laundry basket and call it cat jail?
Yes, after he starts absolutely. Fucking them on the side.
You put them in there and you put a thing on top. And you put a little metal cup in there for them to do along the bars.
When I say...
they play a harmonica.
How would a cat play a harmonica?
If they're black cats, they're in there for another 5 years longer than the other cats.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, keep him in there extra long. He always gets the chair.
You can't prove it was him that killed that mouse.
Yeah, white cat's out on bail. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the black cat's talking on a little phone, Jesus. Putting his paw up on the glass.
He gets his last
to his
mail.
Girlfriend.
The cat's
like,
on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
The cat is pressing all of her nipples against the glass.
Yeah.
Did you guys... And okay,
his last meal is Sheba, because that's the fanciest
the
one.
Fancy feasts.
Have you heard that they got rid of last meals in Texas because some guy ordered like $275 worth of shit for his last meal? So they were like, we can't do this anymore.
Couldn't they just cap it to reasonable...
That's exactly... I was like, really?
I would say, like, listen, man, a steakhouse meal is $50 or something.
You weren't letting them get fucking laid. You weren't buying a prostitute and letting them fuck.
Yeah. You're and $270 is a lot, but not...
Well, there's some prisons...
For a man's life.
I know.
There's some prisons that only let you select your last meal from food they have at the prison.
Oh, wow. That would be shit.
And that's like, well, what was your favorite meal while you were incarcerated? God, I just like those...
Shit.
I want like 5 fruit cups.
Yeah, pairs nicely with toilet wine.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the apple cider bag thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Your fermented. Yeah, thank you, Bruno.
Bruno.
Also, the guy who raped you in the ass.
Bruno.
Oh, Bruno. Yeah. Bruno fucks you. Bruno, you drink. Yeah.
Both in prison.
So back to
I didn't understand the laundry basket.
Right, I was
on the head because he's just sort of just balanced on her. It doesn't really fit.
It's not restraining her in any way.
No,
it's just
like
those degrading ones. I think some of these new
basket was
a lot
handy.
Of this new porn. It's like they're slapping the woman around on the face, or they're fucking like we were talking about before we got on mic. They're like, "Don't use your hands." They choke her with their dick. You do that really well, so she's like fucking spitting up.
Yeah,
she's like choking.
Where you're like, "Ooh, okay,
and you're
maybe."
Just like, well, how can that feel good?
No,
would you like a wet nap?
It doesn't look attractive.
No.
I don't get it.
I saw one, too. It was very similar to that laundry basket thing, but it was actually 2 girls.
Oh.
And the one was, like, violently shoving the other one around. And at first, you're like, all right.
Yeah,
but
I was
going to
say,
goes a little,
where does it get bad?
It gets a little far, because it's just, she's, like, jamming stuff in her ass. And then the one who's doing the violence part, too, doesn't seem to be...
Enjoying it.
She's much more of a rapist who's, like...
Yeah.
It's like she was hired to rape this person and was like... It's kind of against my rules, but I got to do it because I'm a rapist hitman woman.
She's violating her code a little
bit
as a hit woman.
Yeah.
Isn't it always interesting when hypothetically you watch these kinds of porn, and if they're not at least clearly in on it somewhat, it's not fun.
No.
Like, I'm not saying I go like rape, gangrape.com, but like when you see a chick smacking another chick around or fucking her with that dildo, if neither of them seem like they're enjoying it, that's not porn.
It's
that's
not fun.
A rape video.
It's the same thing as if, would it be the same as if they were just, you know, fucking sort of blank faced, you know, checking their watch, like one dude's texting while he's behind her doggy style.
I mean, it's worse because it's angry and rapisty, but you're right. When you don't have the emotion of turned on, not even the emotion, if you're not
the appearance
acting
of
as
being
if you're,
turned on.
Yeah, if there's not somebody getting something out of this,
right?
What is it for?
I don't know.
Deep
it's
thoughts.
Like you just need the little hint, like you know, if you have a guy coming in the window with a ski mask, you just simply put the lady in like some weird lingerie that she would never wear on her own, and then you're like, okay.
Or as soon as
all a plan,
as soon as she starts getting it, and she's like, no, stop! But then immediately starts getting into it, and you're like, here we go. That's fantasy.
It is like those old movies where he starts kissing her, and she's like, no,
yeah.
no, okay,
and stops fighting quickly.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, exactly.
So some of those other advertisements that are very incongruous to what you're watching, are they dick growing ones?
Yes.
Because you got the big fucking, obviously, it's not supposed
it's like
to be
a cartoon
real.
Penis,
it's a cartoon penis hanging, so it's this big schlong, it's like, you can grow your cock 5 feet.
Yeah.
And it's right next to your porn.
Yeah, and sometimes it's even animated.
Yeah.
Or it's like, and it's always a dude who looks like a guy named Kyle or Hunter.
Oh my God.
Or something, and he's looking at you in his horizontally striped shirt, and he's looking at you kind of like, hey, bro.
It's like, you could be me.
Yeah. Wanna grow your penis?
Tiffany.
And I'm like, I don't even want to see this guy dressed, really.
Yeah.
In my porn area.
It's, I don't care for, I mean, if you click it on guy porn, fine. But if you're looking, at least give me the advertisements. When I'm at straight porn.
Yeah, just give a lady
I'd like a lady on my, yeah.
I'm much more likely to click on it.
I can say that I must have the wrong type of cookies in my little browser because all the, lots of those types of things, although I do get the occasional long cock, I get a lot of stuff of like, would you like to watch some Family Guy themed porn?
Oh, I get a lot of that.
And so I feel like that's probably
Daphne.
I've seen
Bart
a lot
fucking
of
Lisa.
Sort of World of Warcraft looking stuff.
Yeah, the new
games. Like a
the
chick blowing
guy.
Some kind of demon black guy bull man.
Yep,
which I don't understand. It's like the graphics of The Sims watching
it
them
is.
Fuck.
It is strange when, and it's funny too, because yeah, it's like 1997 animation.
Yeah, it's not super
it's,
good.
Yeah, not well
sometimes,
animated.
I have once or twice clicked on one that based on the thumbnail I thought was real,
right.
And then it wasn't, and I was like, oh, no,
wow.
No, no.
How realistic. These,
well, I think they just picked their thumbnail well.
Yeah, I could see that. I there's that one where it's like, pick one of these objects to put in this woman's ass,
oh, yeah.
And it's like a lollipop, a big black dildo, and I don't know, some, the lollipop's one that
an
made
extension
me laugh.
Cord.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, yeah. It's really
weird.
Strange, and it's like, it's the same as, you know, you can imagine people who don't look at porn. I don't know what you do look at on the internet, where they're like, use this fly swatter. It's a very crude, very...
Punch the donkey.
And, yeah. Exactly. And so, yeah, it's got the three little things, and if you mouse over it, the thing shakes.
Yeah.
So it's like, so anyway, like the little lollipop's in her ass, and then you like mouse over it, it shakes, and it's like, pull it out and win.
Yeah.
Poop.
There was a thing, and I think it was Penthouse, and it was like some girl, and it would be like, every month she had a different something in her ass.
Nice.
So it'd just be a picture of her with something in her ass, and she's turned around looking like, see that? So like, I remember the one I had, it was a carrot or something.
Did you buy Penthouse for a while?
No. I bought some Penthouse. Here's the thing. Like way back in the day.
Right.
You know, and I went to the porn place. What you could do is you'd buy a pack of like four back issues of old porn.
Right.
I'm with you now.
And so there were some Penthouses in there.
Okay.
And so it was like, what do you want to see in her ass next week? Send us a letter. And, you know, I was like, who the fuck is, like, sending... Although I should have sent a letter.
I should have
come up with something
good. You know who the fuck was sending letters? Same people that comment on the videos. Have you seen...
Yeah. I'd like to fuck that girl.
And she's real hot. And, oh my God, it's
she's
so sad.
She's hot with three T's.
They talk to them. They're like, you looked real good in that video.
Baby,
like,
what's your digits? And
yeah.
Like,
it's, well, it's... I'm not even talking the ones that are like, what's your digits? It's the ones you can tell are like genuinely think that she like, this girl posted this video on this aggregator site. And they're like, you're real pretty in this one. I like seeing. It's like so fucking sad.
It's really
you're checking
weird.
The comments like, you know, I'm really looking for a nice guy who watches my work and appreciates
it. It's not like fucking porn like 6 years old.
For free.
It's so weird that you would take the time to comment and put something like, I cummed to this. And you're like, okay.
Well, what else would you do to this?
That's what you put. I come to this to like the Nyan Cat video.
Yeah, that's funny.
What that's for?
No, well, not usually, but
well, but it's the speed of it. The tempo is perfect. I want everybody to know that Ian is demonstrating how fast he would beat off to the Nyan Cat video, and then he just pooped.
Peter,
out.
To check the levels for that too.
Yeah, when you get loud, you got to back up a little.
Oh, okay.
So I my weird ad. That I've seen lately pop up. So it's a little better because it's a girl. It'll be a girl every time, and it's different, and it's like, quit beating off. Meet singles in your area to fuck.
Right.
And it's got a lady.
Right.
But they're all not super attractive, where I'm a little bit like,
that's probably how they're getting
pretty borderline.
People. Yeah, but you would know if it was a hot nine that she's not a real local single. They're probably trying to trick you.
I'm not even saying it's like it's like a four,
really?
Three, yeah.
Somebody that you could pull down without getting on a website?
Yeah.
Somebody you wouldn't fuck Black Monday?
It's a thing where if someone in the sober light of day was like, would you rather bang this lady or just beat off? I'd be like, well, I'll just beat off. I mean, the lack of complication alone makes it worth it.
That's strange. Maybe it's real women.
It could be a real site that you're rejecting.
See, and that's why I think that's the trick, I think, is they're like, well... If it was a hot babe, I would know it wasn't real.
So they
but
trick
if it's
you
this,
because
maybe,
it's a four. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. It is funny how a lot of the ones are, tired of beating off. Quit beating off. Get this blue pill so you can fuck her. It's like, look, this is porn.
I know.
I'm here for beating off.
Well, right. I mean, if I was fucking, I wouldn't be beating off. I'd right. be in the bed, you know.
Right.
You know, like video games don't work that way where they say, are you tired of playing video games? Why don't you buy a Scrabble set and play with your friends at home?
Get out and fucking work out, fatty.
It really is kind of hilariously insulting, but I don't think... It's hard to be insulted by a porn site.
Yeah.
Because you're not going on there with your pride real high.
No, I'm not flying high.
Yeah, you're not like, I am a real good person.
Yeah. On the days, the good days are when I'm like, this is going to be great. The bad days are like...
I'm not even going to answer this. Yeah. It's going to...
I just need to fall asleep soon.
Oh, my God. So I did what... I have did recently what I'd never done that you do all the time and talk about that I couldn't believe you fucking did.
Fell asleep beating off. Nice.
I was drunk, so I think that was part of it. So I'm drunk and tired. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to beat off. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to... I mean, it was ridiculous. Yeah. Porn still on that screen when I woke up.
For me, I think beating off sometimes is like reading is for other people. Like, you know some middle-aged person who just basically is like, I always read before I go to bed, which means I read half of one page and then immediately fall asleep. Yep. I think beating off is turning into that for me sometimes. That's so sad. Where I beat off.
You get halfway up your shaft and then you fall asleep.
Well, here's the thing. That's usually the second time around, though, is the fall asleep round.
Then that's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And you know what else is a mistake, I have to say, is going round one with the porn, and round two, I'm like, I'll just use my imagination.
Oh, yeah.
You can't downgrade to imagination.
I think I've used my imagination once or twice in the last year.
Yeah.
Took forever. Because it was a shower beat off. Because I was like, I either woke up from a dream, or I woke up and I was turned on, or I woke up and I just had sex, and so I want another orgasm.
Yeah.
Although, you know, that's a silly one. Because you're not going to orgasm right from... You have sex, you're feeling great, and then you're like, I'm going to beat off with my imagination in the shower.
Yeah, yeah, that's way too far.
That's going from a fucking the best to the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagination doesn't work like it used to.
No.
No. It used to be real powerful.
Yeah.
Fades.
To black.
Maybe I need to go to Disneyland or something.
Well, you got
to
do
that's where I went when my imagination was alive.
I was just like, you're turned on by like Disney. I bet they have that porn.
Probably some of the princesses.
I'm sure Minnie
are fine.
And Mickey. Yeah, that's true.
You know, George Carlin had a bit about what his grandfather used to do was he used to just wait outside until a cloud formed the shape of a tit. And then he would beat off to that. So you had to do it really quickly until before
he
the wind
He should
changed.
Have had sex with Pocahontas instead.
Mm.
How, white man?
Put a baby in me.
Yeah, I loved that one.
Yeah, I feel like in the old days, here's what's really weird to me. Like, okay, you have Craigslist casual encounters, right?
Right.
So in theory, you could go on there and just bang somebody.
Or
I feel like
murdered.
That would work. In the old days, it would have worked great because you could go 20 miles away and no one would ever know. But the problem is, how do you hook up with the person?
Okay.
But now, finding the person who wants to fuck isn't that hard. But then everyone would know and they would know how to reach you immediately.
Okay.
So it's gotten hard in the exact opposite way.
You mean covering
your
tracks?
The one way you had your anonymity, sort of.
Okay.
Because you could live 20 miles away and go and bang someone and then never see him again.
So wait, are you saying like they can all come to your house and then your people at work are going to know? I'm confused.
No, like they'll find you on Facebook or all that kind of shit.
Okay.
If you just went and fucked someone today.
Oh, you couldn't get away with fucking and leaving.
Yes.
You'd go fuck them and then they'd be like, well, that guy was...
Yeah, or like,
Dirk.
Imagine having a mistress in 2011. That's impossible,
well,
right?
Yeah, Tiger Woods, come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
everyone finds out texting
so
and Facebook
fucking,
and all email
so
and shit.
Who's so dumb to think they can get away with that?
I don't know.
I don't fucking know how much hubris you have to be like, I'm going to be the guy who doesn't get caught in 20 fucking...
I know.
You know, remember that To Catch a Predator guy?
Yeah.
Turns out he got caught cheating on...
Of course.
Isn't that hilarious? Because I hadn't seen... I learned about that, and then just recently, for the first time since I learned about it, I saw that show.
Yeah.
And you got him sitting there with the transcript, and I was just like, God, that'd be great. Like, no, sit down.
Yeah.
No, sit down.
No, sit down.
Please take your hands out of your pockets.
To Catch a Cheater.
Yeah. Just be like, so what are you doing here? Chris? Oh, my God.
What are you doing
so
there?
Great.
Hubby?
Yeah.
Lover?
Yeah.
No, you're not under arrest.
No,
you can go inside.
It's like, oh, no, you didn't fuck her? Because actually, in the transcripts, if you want to read right here, it says, oh, you talk about doing a lot of things to her.
I don't understand. Why wouldn't a guy like that, knowing what he knows about this shit, and knowing that everyone's looking to take his ass down, why wouldn't you just fucking, all you have to do is divorce your wife.
Yeah.
Not that hard.
I know.
Divorce is easy,
man. Once you have kids, that shit gets harder.
No, it's not that hard.
I know, your dad did it, but.
Yeah.
You just leave three times.
They stay with the mom. They almost always stay with the mom.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
I guess he didn't get stuck with any of you. Right. How many kids did he dump out? Just four?
Four.
And then he had a couple of two that were just sort of inherited at the end.
Yeah, and that, they were older.
Because he wanted to sleep with the one.
Right.
All right, then, yeah, that doesn't count.
Settled for the mom.
That's hilarious. You're right. It doesn't sound as a stepkid when it was actually the gold.
Yeah.
When you're settling for that silver.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be tough to want to fuck a lady and then marry her mom.
Oh, my God.
That would be
what
a bad
situation. What would you
imagine?
Do you think that... Well, okay, I mean, so for so many reasons. If she's living in the house, you're laying in bed with the older, less attractive, heavier, and you're just like, she's down the hall shower, and I could be fucking her. I wanted to be fucking her.
Yeah.
Hey, plus, baby, want to watch an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation?
Call me dad. I don't know.
I'll give you my old laptop. Stay around.
What do you think would happen if you were fucking the mom, the one you married, and called her the daughter's name?
Oh. I think I would have to lie and be like, that was who I was hooking up with before you.
Yeah. Right? You'd have to lie no matter what.
Have you done that? Called the wrong name?
I have done it, but not during sex.
Not in the heat of the
passion. No, but even then, because I mean, after you were with a woman for a long time, and then you just get into the new one, and you had the name in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that a few times with different ladies over the years, where I was just like, hey, blank. Oh, I mean, awkward.
Yeah. I did that once.
You did?
During sex?
Yeah.
For real?
Uh-huh.
How'd the goat take it?
Well, I tried to cover it up by then sneezing immediately after to pretend like it was a sneeze.
So you did the thing like where people go like, oh, bullshit! Except you went like, bullshit!
It was
Kelly!
It was Bernie's for two!
Did it work?
I didn't get a comment afterwards, so yes.
Wow. Yeah.
So I got away with it.
You would just hope that
she was still sleeping at the time when you were fucking her, though. So that's why she didn't know.
Yeah, that GHB was pretty strong.
Speaking of, just to get back to the porn real quickly.
Oh, yeah.
What's with this kink of the sleep porn, where like the girl pretends to
like
be
asleep?
Yeah, she's sleeping, but then she'll start to like, she's like supposed to. She plays with the dick or whatever, but she's still laying there like she's sleeping.
She's like sleepwalking, but instead of walking,
she's sleep
she's
jerking off.
Yeah. So really the only thing is she's turned her head the other way and her eyes are closed, but she's still performing the sex act. Have you two ever, is this your thing? Can you explain this to me?
I don't understand that one particularly. Okay. I don't know why that's better.
Well, right, a thing.
It sounds like what you were describing before, and this is going to give me super nerd cred.
Okay.
Is that... Sometimes there's these weird flash games, like that are sort of Japanese flash games, where you're trying to bring a woman to orgasm while she's sleeping without waking her up.
Wait, Japanese people do that?
I suppose, but at least on
so
the flash games.
So this is like
games,
a Japanese
do.
Farmville?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Make her come while she's still asleep?
It's kind of like a King's Quest thing, but instead of like finding a little...
You have to find a honeycomb.
It's kind of like a point-and-click thing, but you don't have to like... You sort of like point and click and say you're going to gently pull down her pants.
It's a point and click
panties.
Thing.
Yeah.
So you get a fish.
Yeah.
And then you give that to a bear so he knocks down a honeycomb. And then you take that over to the market and the guy gives you a spice that puts her to sleep. And then you orgasm. Why would you want to orgasm someone in their sleep, though? What's the...
Is it semi-rape? Is that for those
people
who are like weirdly...
That's what it is. It's like it's a sleepy thing. Like she's asleep and you can't wake her up.
You're gonna violate
but you
can her?
Give her an orgasm while she's asleep.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand. Yeah.
I guess you're a succubus.
I'm very confused. I guess I'm very American because that makes no sense.
Was it you, Peter, that was talking about how all Japanese porn is pixelated?
Yeah.
And it's fucking annoying. And you were like, what if I pulled down the pants of a Japanese chick and it was pixelated vagina?
It was actually that way. And then you'd be like, oh, well,
that makes perfect
all
sense.
This porn is really making sense now.
And isn't it weird? Because, I mean, those are always the weirdest, craziest ones.
The Japanese,
so, yeah, it's like
a
porno with this cool girl outfits. But, and so he's still thrusting away and you see all their little titties.
Yeah.
It's still fucking clearly, but they've got it pixelated. And you're like, this doesn't take away. If I was 13.
It would not matter.
I would have easily been able to make that shit work.
Well, we just settled for people grinding in a poorly lit bedroom, you know, with like saxophone music on Cinemax.
I dealt with, I beat off to when it didn't come in.
Yeah.
So like what it was
the
you would see like,
channel
and then it would like, but yeah, you could see a little thrusting and you'd be like, ah.
It was a 20th century version of the clouds coming together to make a boob.
It really was.
You were hoping for the waves to come
Jesus
together.
Jesus Christ.
To that's,
you know what I figured out? This is really weird. I would put the cable straight into the VCR instead of through the TV and then I could record. And then play back, and then it was much clearer.
I did the same exact thing. VHS recording. Jesus
Christ. And somehow it made it much clearer.
Oh, it was great.
I mean, you could almost tell what was going on 90% of the time.
Precursor to my first porn video before I had one. I made my own.
Right.
Magnificent.
You know, we could get the first manned mission to Mars if we just told enough 14-year-old boys that there were tits they could see up there.
You're absolutely
right.
They
just get to work immediately.
Yeah. I've never been more... Yeah, you're right. I have no more ingenuity now. I have less.
You have way less.
Internet porn now. And in fact, I've talked to Peter about this a few times. I wonder if all that talk about getting a little bit burned out and having your threshold raised and being like, well, if the internet wasn't around, would I still find these extremes attractive?
Yeah.
Or would I still be back at, like, boobs?
It's probably why there are videos of people being fucked under laundry baskets.
Because everybody's had porn for so long, they're right. Like, nothing turns me on.
Anything different.
You're just casting around your room, you're looking around, you're like, oh, man, I should beat her with this book.
Maybe what they should, what if they did do that? Like, they took the smartest 14-year-old kids in town of the United States, and then they said, all right, listen, we want you to start doing some of our science shit, you know, curing cancer and all that.
Right.
So here's the deal. From 9 to 5, you first learn all the shit we know, and then you're going to start curing cancer. After 5, you have, like, carte blanche, so you can drink. You can smoke.
That would be great.
You can do whatever you want porn-wise.
But you have
to
produce.
You're not going to get arrested for anything. Yep. And we'll give you guys 10 years to see what happens. So it's like, that's the exchange. Do you think that would...
It wouldn't work only because 14-year-old boys are fucking dumb.
Yeah.
If they had the intelligence of adults with the drive of a 14-year-old. Exactly. They need to be as horny as we were at 14.
Right.
But as smart as... smarter people than me.
They would be doing nothing until they were 23, and they would say, oh, fuck, we got to cure cancer right now.
Right.
And if they did it, that'd still be...
They'd come with, like, an aromatherapy candle and be like, here you go!
Yeah. I just feel like it'd be more productive than, like, Susan G. Komen putting a pink ribbon on bagels.
Oh, look at you dropping names, buddy.
Yeah, I hate that
We bitch. Can't all cure cancer, Dirk.
No one can, apparently.
It is uncurable.
I was giving them this year. At the end of 2011, I'm giving up on cancer cure.
Are you? Are you throwing in the towel?
Yep.
You're going to start smoking? You're going to start?
Yep.
I guess that'd be ironic if you were like, I was thinking they were going to cure it. Now I don't think they are, so I'm going to get it.
Yeah, so
I guess
now
I'm throwing
show
this.
Them.
Yeah, I'm not. So, yeah.
That's the plan.
I like it.
I had something I thought we could discuss.
Okay.
So this being sort of the end of the year, wrap some things up here. Mm. I looked at...
Best of list. Top 10 list. I fucking hate those lists so fucking much.
I got a list of the top 10. No, it's just... I looked up some search terms that people have used in Google, which then returned the result of helpfulsnowman.com.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
So
how do you reverse engineer the internet like this, you genius?
Google Analytics.
Fucking A.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Hmm.
So here, we could talk about some of these.
Oh.
So let's see. The first one, someone typed in, sports is bullshit.
They typed that in and got your...
So...
Well, I wonder if they were expecting that. They probably enjoyed it, actually.
They probably agreed with it. I mean, whatever I said that came up with that was
that title
that
was very fitting.
Now wait, sports is bullshit. Period, or sports is bullshit? Question mark.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think there's much punctuation except for quotations.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
But I don't think people Google punctuation really.
Mm. Well, no, I imagine given the questions you get on this show, people probably would go, sports is bullshit, question mark?
Well, for example, why do people hate National Treasure was another search.
Seriously?
And there's no question mark. But you don't put a question mark if you Google, do you?
I guess not.
I don't think I usually do either. Usually, almost 90% of the time or more, 100%, when I Google a question, my question pops up in the box and I click the box.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm thinking it might already have the question mark, but I just use the filled in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The auto.
You got that. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Let's see. Next is, I want to fuck Jillian Michaels.
Wait, you didn't say you wanted to fuck Jillian Michaels?
No, I said pretty much the opposite.
Yeah,
you said fuck Jillian Michaels.
That's probably why.
You're probably right.
Because you want to fuck that Alex Cunningham girl.
Alex Cunningham?
No, she was from Nickelodeon.
Alex Mack.
Yeah,
oh, Alex
like
Mack.
I said.
Yes, in her secret world.
I looked her up because I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
Tomboyish.
Yeah.
A little gay looking for me.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah, my type.
Backwards
yeah,
hat.
Yeah, I was
overalls.
Like, oh my God.
No. Now, that's the now version of her, though.
No, I didn't think you meant as a child.
Well, then I wanted to fuck her because we were the same age-ish. Right? Although I don't think I could have fucked. I don't know. I don't know what would happen. I don't know what it came out. I was pretty young.
Yeah.
You wanted to try to jam your limp dick inside of her?
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to fuck. I just didn't really know what. It's like when like you watch a dog just hunt the air and it looks at you like, what am I doing?
But Alex Mack could have used her mental powers to sort of raise your dick into hardness and
that's
then
true.
Fuck her.
My have you guys ever tried to fuck for whatever reason? Either half erect or not at all.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that awful?
It's horrible.
Trying to shove that dick inside.
You feel like, it feels like this. For some reason, regardless of where I am, fucking half hard feels like me standing in front of a full-length mirror alone, completely naked, okay. Just thrusting into the air and going like,
"Egh." It's so awful.
You know, I this is going to be awful, and it's not a joke. This is not a bit.
But whenever
I fuck half hard, I just hear the Tetris music in my head because I imagine my dick sort of bending into the L or the sort of three... the sort of jagged form.
That Tetris music's good. You mean the original, like the Russian music.
So whatever shape the vagina may be,
right?
Sometimes you're the
Z. Kind of molds into.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for this to go horribly wrong.
Sometimes it's the three-pronged one, and you know she's in pain, and you're not enjoying yourself.
Right.
Up, left, and right, the yellow one.
It is like Tetris, because really all you want is the long straight line, and it never comes when you need
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You're about to hit the top, which is complete... I mean, you know she wants to give up. You want to give up, but you desperately want to make it work.
Yeah.
You're like trying to jam it in. It's ridiculous how easy it is to fuck it hard.
Yeah.
Like it just goes, like it's designed for it. And then when you're like even half rigid, I'm not talking just completely flaccid, but,
no, but
you're halfway and you're like, it's fighting you.
Yeah.
It's going left, it's going right.
Yeah.
It's zigging when you're zagging.
Right.
Yeah. The
it's crab walking on me.
The foundation is kind of crumbled and you're just. Everybody's, waving in the wind.
You everybody's just want going pear shaped.
You just want that victory music of Tetris to be like, oh, it's finally over.
Yep.
Even the best relationship ever would be where you could just be like, this isn't working. She goes, yeah, I kind of agree. We're done.
I look forward to a search term that says half-hard fucking.
Then it gets this. Okay, so.
Let's see. Next is how to tell if you're rich.
I don't remember anything about that.
Would you just say any of your readers at helpfulsnowman.com, would you describe many of them as rich?
I can't imagine how they would be. And if they are and they haven't given me money,
fuck them. Here's another thing. You know how to tell if you're rich? If you're not fucking typing the question into Google.
Yeah.
That's your answer. Yeah. Did you just type this into Google? You're not rich.
That's pretty good point.
Yeah. There's no fucking way. I'm like, I don't know. I owned a yacht.
Yeah.
Rich.
I've got women left and right. And
it was a lesser yacht.
Yeah. It was less. Yeah.
It's more of a schooner than a yacht.
You know the term schooner.
Let's see.
You might be a redneck.
This is a Otho action figure.
Otho?
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome! From Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
You know, I feel actually bad for that person because someone was probably genuinely looking for an Otho action figure
to
and
buy.
Got your side.
Yeah.
Well, so.
You know what's great? This shows like how much range your helpful stuff
how much
got.
Going oh
Jesus
it gets,
Christ.
Yeah. It gets better
all right keep going
let's see this one is one of my favorites beetle at a door every at my door every night so somebody
else has
is
the
like,
same
I'm having a problem
you.
There's a beetle at my door
they probably felt good here's the great thing about these questions these people have to fucking feel good when they get onto your thing, when they land it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not alone in the world.
Exactly.
That's my whole goal as an auteur, mm-hmm. is to make people feel one.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else we got here? This one's in quotes. Blockbuster's secret plan.
All right, now you're getting schizophrenic.
This is getting Nazi-ish.
Yeah, this is getting, like, scary.
Jesse Ventura was Googling that one.
He was like,
Blockbuster's got a secret plan.
Hollywood Video eugenics plan? Question mark?
Let's see.
So when you just said one a little earlier, making everybody feel one, you sounded like Bono. Oh. And it reminded me of a joke I got to ask you real fast.
Okay.
What's the difference between God and Bono?
I don't know.
God doesn't walk around Belfast pretending he's fucking Bono.
Jesus.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Next, also in quotes, I want to blow my head off.
Wow.
Wait, I like that someone put this in quotes, like they're looking for this exact phrase.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, do you know if your search, if your blog, if helpfulsnowman.com comes up first or just?
I just know they saw a link to my website and clicked on it.
Nice.
Huh. So how many times would you say
saved a life
on the site? Do you say I want to blow my head off?
Pretty often.
Yeah, like once a week. Often.
Now
yeah.
they probably didn't find anything that made them want to stop
or do it if they weren't going to in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes your site is hilarious, and sometimes it does get borderline sad.
Yeah.
You know, like
borderline sad.
Well, I mean the father stuff, but I mean even some of your jokes, like the baby jokes. When you're taking care of Dum Dum,
my little baby.
God,
Dum-Dum.
It was awful. I was like, you shouldn't be allowed to have kids.
I should be allowed to have kids because you know why? I'm the only one who has the guts to explore the feelings.
You know,
I'm the only one who has the guts to put it on the internet and say what we're all thinking.
We have discussed this on a previous show, but you used to, like, back in your MySpace days, you used to give me the kids.
Yeah.
Which got me in trouble.
Yeah, nice. His ex thought, because I mentioned that I had a nephew, because I did some post about how basically my nephew came to visit and we opened a bank account for him, and then I told him that Dr. Octopus robbed the bank and took all his money.
And stole his money.
Like, sorry, man. What can you do?
Otto is a fucking dick.
Yeah, and so then his ex-girlfriend was like, you have a son.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I don't.
No, I have a dumb brother.
I had to explain. I was like, no.
Oh, that's great.
I have a block. I mean, you know, ignore the fact that I just explained that Dr. Octopus robbed a bank.
Right.
You know, I like how she believed that that part was real.
Right. It's
a whole story hung
it's
together.
It's surrounded by a post that says sports is bullshit and Otho action figure and beetle at my door every night. And then it's like, wait, this is real.
I know. It's like those people who think the Onion articles are real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because your reasoning behind you should be able to have a kid because you're the only one who has the guts is the same as every 80s movie where you come in to take the test and you stand up and rip it and say, I'm not taking this test. And everybody slow claps and they're, that was the test.
Yeah, exactly.
You passed.
That's the test. I passed.
Yeah. Mm. Good. Get on a baby stat.
Let's see here. Autistic child keeps sneaking out apartment.
Autistic child goes on rampage.
Wow.
I can't understand the feelings of others.
Ian, that was pretty good.
I always imagine autistic.
I think you've got at least Asperger's now. You sold that so well.
I'm pretty good at that.
I always assumed that that's what Data from Star Trek was. He wasn't actually a robot.
he was autistic
and they just painted him so they were like, he'll just think he's a robot.
He's mentally handicapped.
Work out great.
He was like an affirmative action hire for the Federation.
Yeah.
I got this autistic guy who actually is a robot.
They gave him a cat. They pretended he could act and play me.
Yeah, you're right. That would be such a fucking great job. Be on a show and they're like, just be robotic.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay. Hey, guys.
You know how I feel
about... I'm programmed to understand that.
Yeah, but the problem is it's like... Be emotionless, but show emotion every goddamn episode.
Be sad that you don't have feelings.
Yeah.
Such as sadness.
Right.
Or melancholy in the infinite.
Nice.
Let's see. Next.
I was hoping that was the next thing. Melancholy in the infinite sadness and it brought to helpfulsnowman.com.
No, this one is just two words. Erotica Junior.
Oh.
Which I guess is like Nick Junior. So it's
You are trapping. Yeah, it's a 10-year-old who wants
that
erotica.
One I don't know.
He's like, I want erotica for my generation, for my tastes.
Jimmy and Johnny started to hold hands.
You know,
after they circled yes on the little card.
Nice. Yeah, it was
no,
maybe it was not checked.
Maybe it's like, you know, see dick bang, bang dick bang.
Dick bangs.
That's not erotica, it would be see dick love. Love dick. Love.
That's deep thoughts.
I think that's just romance.
So you have like pedophiles, suicidal people with autistic kids that sneak out, beetle apartment people, and Otho lookers.
Yeah, collectors of Beetlejuice memorabilia.
Obscure Beetlejuice memorabilia.
I guarantee you, because I had a couple Beetlejuice toys.
Right.
There must have been stacks of Othos at the store.
Now, I would love to see like a Venn diagram of all how these audiences overlap, because I would like to see who is a pedophile Otho action figure fan with an autistic child.
This is all one guy.
It's all one in the same.
It's Peter Googling all his own.
He thinks I'm the new Ask Jeeves.
Yeah,
right.
It's like, this guy's got
it
all.
He's got everything.
Helpful.
Let's see. This is one that says, highbrow sandwiches.
Okay.
It's I have no idea what
finger
that means.
Sandwiches. It means like, you know, it's not those shitty Wendy's sandwich. Yeah. It's not a bacon, which is funny because you are all about the bacon.
I know.
The double stack.
You're the lowbrow sandwiches.
I know.
It doesn't have avocado on it or something.
Oh. Ugh.
You're not like the caviar sandwich eater or something.
Yeah. No, when someone says cucumber sandwich, I'm like, well, what's the cucumber on?
I know.
Steak?
Cucumber salad. Understand. And you're like, oh, so it's like cucumbers on salad? No, it's just cucumbers. Not a cucumber salad.
No.
It's just...
That's cucumbers cut up in a bowl.
Yeah.
It's not Silly when you fuckers. Put Cheetos in a bowl, it's not Cheeto salad.
It Cheetos. Should be.
Changing the vehicle. Yeah. That you don't even eat.
That's
what, not...
That's why you got to break the Cheetos up into smaller Cheetos. Then it becomes Cheeto salad.
That sounds
well,
so
what
delicious.
What about
soup in a bread bowl isn't soup salad?
No, that's
it's
true.
It's still
it's
soup.
Bad idea is what it is because it gets soggy.
It doesn't work.
No.
It has to be on another bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck that.
Just have it separate. Guys, quit fucking around with that. And they take out all the middle of the bread.
That's true. The best part. Yeah. So you can eat the
you
shitty,
eat the chewy part.
Kind of dry.
Mm-hmm.
Next year's year in review will be fuck soup and bread bowls.
Yeah. See what we've got here. Ren Fair hookup.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Ian.
Oh, like, this one did have a question mark. Is it unacceptable to mow the lawn shirtless? Which I remember saying unequivocally, yes, it is.
Yes.
Absolutely unacceptable.
Hopefully they read it.
I feel about that much the way I feel about like washing your car in your bikini, which is like I would watch someone do it.
Okay,
but if I was that person's, let's say, father,
right.
I'd be like, "What the fuck
nah,
are you doing?"
That's completely fair. I mean, what? Yeah, no, you're right. When you were like, when you're the guy who thinks that's okay,
yeah.
Just think about if your mom saw you doing it,
yeah,
how she'd feel about it.
Is it just me, or is there something extremely unwholesome about like cheerleader high school car washes?
Yes,
yeah,
like, it's not. I would. I could
when
never
you say
do that.
Unwholesome, you mean hot, right?
Well, I mean, like, I could never just sit there and let them wash my car and be, like, okay with it.
I say jokingly that's hot, but I was just talking today to somebody about how every time you pass a high school now,
yeah.
You're like, is this the junior high now? They look like fucking
children. I know,
children.
They look super young.
Remember when we used to be them, when we used to fuck them?
Vaguely.
I could not fuck an 18 or a 19-year-old anymore. They're children.
Yeah.
I mean, I could if she didn't open her mouth, but I could never, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're like fucking a grilled cheese sandwich when you get down to it.
How is fucking a 19-year-old girl... Like,
oh, 19, that's different. I thought you were like a 14-year-old girl. I was like, that's different.
What? Even still, how is fucking a 14-year-old like fucking a grilled cheese sandwich?
Because you kind of open it up, and it's all gooey, and
that's,
stuck together.
Why would she be... This is so gross.
Oh, because it's like never been... It's the first time it's been opened apart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's... It's gooey. You don't open it like fucking packaging on a toy. A girl's vagina, I mean, they have a hymen, but that's not gooey.
How many 14-year-old girls have you opened?
None,
exactly.
Actually.
See, I've never banged anyone under the age of, like, 58.
Nice.
So by
so
then, it's re...
Yeah.
It's like a re-scabbed over. Yeah.
Yeah. That's gross.
Or whatever happens in there.
They're like angels in Dogma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was like, angels, but then in Dogma. Let's see.
Yeah, fucking a 48-year-old is like angels fucking.
Oh, we covered this already. Jafar the magician is fucking Jasmine.
When? What? Which one did I miss on that one?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Do you remember typing about that?
I do remember that there was a previous episode where Peter sang a whole version of the Aladdin theme.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How can a Google search find
it
the words?
Do that. Yeah,
because nobody's done a transcript of your radio show.
Thank God.
That would be great.
I could just picture some guy reading that on Senate floor.
I could picture when, like, 10 years from now, somehow I magically like start going for good jobs. Yeah. This will be what prevents me from getting that good job.
Yeah,
it's a good thing I'm not trying super
just
hard.
Just delete your Facebook.
They'll never find me when
That's
they
all
Google
you have
my
to
name.
Do. Yeah,
I don't like it.
Let's see. Oh, Ian, I'm glad you're here for this one.
Oh boy.
Lost my blender lid.
Nice. Nice. Turns out, look to your older son.
Yeah.
Look this way. I have your blender lid, asshole.
The unusual suspect.
I think that's so fucking great that went on so long that my mom bought you a blender.
A toy blender,
Christmas,
yeah.
Christmas ornament.
Did, I don't know. We told that story on the show?
We did.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, that's a great story.
Here's someone Googled this, Pete's suggestions.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
okay.
Pretty generic. I guess if you're really thinking you're going to get lucky with the Pete that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next, how helpful is flossing? Now, these are here's the ones I really like, because that's kind of a legit question.
Right.
They must have been so disappointed by whatever they found. Like,
it does make you feel less helped by Google and the internet, not more helped by you.
Well, to
I'm
be
like,
fair,
I thought Google like ranked these
I would
well.
Feel let down.
To be yeah. fair, like I think Google, if this is the most popular thing that came up, there's a lot of dentists who are really pissed off right now.
That's exactly it. It's like, that'd be hilarious.
I just yeah. don't understand. Like, are people going 12 pages
who
deep
goes
on that
deeper
question?
Than 3 pages on Google?
Nobody.
I don't think anyone in the history of time has.
I think that Peter used some of his huge library money to fund himself yeah. and put himself at the top, so someone gets I'm feeling lucky and
oh,
bam.
I have
we
like
call that,
Google AdWords.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
We call that Peter's fuck you money.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That was so much. Let's see. Shirtless guy holding volleyball on beach.
Wow. That's from that time you posed shirtless holding the volleyball yeah, on the yeah. beach.
From my beach volleyball.
It was, that, it was that odd blog post where it was just a whole bunch of shirtless yeah. men.
It's the one I did where it was like,
no writing.
Take a break from this and just do a bunch of men that I've really been following in the volleyball circuit.
They're all playing volleyball. They're all none of them are looking at you, and some of them look like they're being shot through like a moving car window as you're driving.
Yeah,
by.
They're not even attracted.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. It's clear just, that you took the picture on the run. They're yeah, angry. Yeah. They're coming at you.
But there are thousands of them.
Yeah,
thousands.
It's just like a guy, you know, a big guy holding like a Coke, just standing there, not even playing volleyball. And you know, I'm just like, look at those curves. Little caption on each one.
Oh, God.
Like Perez Hilton, I circle it with paint, and draw arrows.
Does he do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next we have Steve Urkel jetpacks to San Francisco.
Nice. They had to be... See, some of these, they had to be clearly happy they got yours.
Yeah. That one they probably enjoyed.
Yep.
Let's see. This one I'll just read as is. Tit fuck cross chain.
Wow.
I'm amazed that they clicked on your site.
I know.
If that's what they were looking for.
If you think, well, maybe they thought helpfulsnowman.com was porn.
Huh. Yeah, maybe.
Because tit fuck cross chain, that begs a lot of questions.
I'm not sure what that is.
Well,
that's what I'm.
I mean, are they saying the cross chain is up there and you're titty fucking her? Because you're going to poke
so.
Your urethra with the Lord's death cross.
Let me ask this. Has there ever been a necklace worn more often in cleavage than a cross?
No, it is a great, like check yeah. out my tits, yeah. but I'm holy.
Yeah.
Holy like, fuck, my tits are great.
But don't. Yeah.
God, I love boobs.
let's see. This is one of those FBI ones. This says, Unabomber rad.
See, and this is the thing. I don't remember you saying he was rad.
I don't either.
Maybe don't it's just either. Because Unabomber and rad are both things on your website.
That's possible.
You do use...
Here's a good one. Duster inhaling during masturbation.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Which I hadn't thought of, but sounds like it could be all right.
Jesus Christ.
Now you definitely want to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're getting ideas here. This is
either
good.
You want to write about it or do it. Or do it, then write about it.
Blog about it.
Actually, that could be a great episode of the show. One of those power
I do
hours.
Do some duster and then
yeah,
beat off.
Yeah, yeah. Record it.
I'm going like, to do a power hour.
I'm getting a little dizzy. I'm losing my erection.
I don't know if I beat off even just on audio if I could ever beat off again.
Wait, what?
Like if you heard yourself beating off.
Oh my God. I know. Well, and you got to wonder how yeah. like, it's not that. It's just the end. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
I mean.
Like watching a tape of yourself beating off would be awful.
It would be very awkward. Yeah.
I'm just sitting there staring.
Imagine
the screen.
Every time a woman fucked you, she had to see that same staring face. She had to hear you come.
You know, it would actually be a really funny video if I got like a night vision cam and tape myself on one of these nights where I go to bed and try to beat off. And you see me slowly slow down until I fall asleep.
You just see, like you kind of see the audio. You.
Yeah. That would be pretty hilarious.
Me slowly spanking, and then I just roll over.
The problem is then you would wake up, and then you would just beat off in front of the camera lifelessly for like 3 hours, and it would turn out to be paranormal masturbation.
Yeah, this is the new paranormal activity.
Yeah, it's the porno
it's just
version.
Just me half spanking.
Yeah, just
for
like, for, but it
minutes.
Speeds it up, so you're like
yeah.
going
See,
on fast.
The clock go, so it looks, and it's yeah, like yeah, 6 hours.
Yep.
That would be that you could call it the title of it. You could call it Porno Normal Activity.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Man, this may have to happen. All right, what else do we have? Vacuuming is like mowing the lawn.
No, wait a minute.
It's great because sometimes they're questions. That's just an opinion.
They wanted confirmation.
Yeah, they wanted.
And how did they like? They type that in. Are they looking for this? Or are they
like, someone who has some like-minded individual who's like, yeah,
he's looking for what he found.
Maybe this is like a stand-up comedian who had this joke and was like, better see if anyone else did this already. And I did.
Ralphie May took it.
Okay, here's one. It's got a word, and then the rest is in quotes. So it's Wonka, quote, into a squirrel.
Come with
what
me,
the fuck?
And you'll see. In a world of pure imagination, sodomize a squirrel.
The fact that you and never allowed that free. Song.
Set it free, and it will climb a tree.
I like that people are still trying to start new porn terms.
Yeah.
I wonka'd right into her squirrel.
I'm wonka'd. What would wonka be?
You take her to a world of pure imagination. That's what I said.
You jam a fat boy up her chocolate tube.
That's right.
And he comes shooting back out.
You fuck her so hard she turns fat and blue.
Yeah. I was thinking like one of those things where they wrap the rope around the breast and it turns all blue.
Oh my God. Oh,
that could be one of those.
That's the violet, that's... violet. Yeah. You're turning violet, violet.
Oh my God. Those are creepy too.
Let's see. also Mike TV, which is the best name ever.
Mike
if I ever
TV.
Have a son, I'm going to name him Mike TV. And that's going to be his full name. Can you do this? Let's say you have a kid. You go to the hospital and they're like, we need a name. Can you be like, just Mike? No last name.
No.
No middle.
No Prince.
Why not?
People tried it. Because that's a great question. I have fucking no idea why. I guess not.
Just Mike.
Just Mike.
Is his name just like, Mike or
all right,
Mike?
Mike.
Okay.
Mike TV.
Yeah. And then when he says, yeah, when they're like, you can't do just Mike, I'm like, all right, fine. Mike TV. I hope you're happy.
Mike TV Dirk.
Yeah. The biggest asshole from Wonka.
Nice.
That's good. Right.
Besides Slugworth.
No, there was also that
Veruca.
One. Yeah, Veruca Salt.
Oh, yeah, she was a bitch.
She was a cunt.
Yeah, but Mike Jesus TV Christ. Was in the background, but then when it was his time, he puts on those goggles like, fuck you, midgets, do it! And they shoot him.
Maybe that's the Wonka movie, you get shot and turn tiny somehow.
Yeah.
I fucked her till she was small.
Let's see. Next, we have cooking substitution charts.
All right.
So, now wait a minute.
That's some 47-year-old woman. Yeah, who was like,
"Why is this?"
That was your mom.
It's the first time and the last time she read my site.
Yep.
I asked her on Thanksgiving if she listened.
Oh God!
Because we had some people over who said they listened, and then they were saying like, "Does your mom listen?" I was like, "I don't know, actually." And so I asked, and she's like, "Well, I listened to one, but." It sounded like a lot of cursing, so I didn't think it was for me.
I hope it wasn't the first one. But I'm like,
who knows?
Yeah, that's true. Who cares, I guess. That's funny. It sounded like a lot of cursing. If that was the only thing about Helpful Snowman that your mom shouldn't fucking listen to.
She's really specific about cursing, and it's always been this way where, okay, if I say something really surprises me and I say, what the fuck?
Right.
She wouldn't be upset about that.
Okay.
What she doesn't like, I distinctly remember being in maybe high school and being like, it's fucking cold outside. And she was like, is that necessary?
Yeah.
You could have just said it's cold outside.
It's funny because I remember she said fuck.
Yeah.
When I was taking her to get her car. But they did, I mean, you know, that would be a good time to swear.
Yeah.
It weirded me the fuck out. I mean, I was young.
Yeah.
So it was still before you expect. Now, if your mom said fuck in front of me, I'd be like, she's an adult. But I think I was like 18 or 19.
Okay.
And I was like, holy ballsack.
She had a favorite curse that she used to use in front of us, which was Hell's Bells.
Oh, Hell's Bells. Yeah.
That's funny. You know what? I was so excited for it to be like Jigaboo or something.
Fucking
a favorite
chinks.
Curse that she used.
It's my perfectly normal mom, and she's all nice and whatever, but every once in a while, she's
Packy!
Like, the goddamn niggers are ruining it for everyone, and you're like, oh, whoa.
Just when she spills her coffee, it's like, goddamn niggers.
Yeah. Just nothing related to my people. invisible. That would be a really horrible.
There's an invisible black man who just goes thwack to her coffee.
We had that would be really funny. Here's why I want to have kids, because I want to be a grandpa. Because then I want to be like, you know, yeah, like when you're older, right, and your grandkids come over,
right,
and then you're just like, oh, nigger, you know, when something bad. Or have you guys heard this?
Chinky,
are you familiar?
Fuck.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the Brazil nut?
Yes.
No.
And its alternative name?
What is it?
Nigger toes.
Oh,
have you heard this
whoa.
Before? I had never heard that.
Well, that's because they probably don't. You don't hear it a lot anymore, probably.
Yeah. I was really
tempted the Brazil nut
to just have a bowl
toes.
Of Brazil nuts the next time someone came for the show and be like, did you care for a nigger toe? What the fuck? Why would you do that? That's horrible.
Because back then, well, it's the same thing as, you know, call a spade a spade.
I know.
I mean, yeah. You don't learn. You don't realize until you're an adult. It's like, yeah, that's a racist. That's
it has origin.
Yeah,
we just got rid of this book at my work, uh-huh. And it was called Black Collectibles, and it's
yeah.
all like the old collectibles with black. I'm not kidding. There's like a lawn statue.
Okay.
And it's like a little black boy eating a huge thing of watermelon.
Oh my God.
You would just put this on your lawn.
When they've got like the big lips and they're yeah, like,
yeah,
yeah, it's just
see you
Jesus.
Have that you got that book of weird baby dolls
yeah.
that you set to the Candyman theme.
Yeah.
I think what you should do with this one is set a YouTube video to Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
Oh, oh nice.
My God.
So that you could put that out on Martin Luther King Day. That, just show them all.
You know that there's
still having the same thing We Shall Overcome.
There is still some lawn. In Memphis, Tennessee. No, not even Tennessee.
Boy.
It's got
Mobile,
Mississippi. Alabama.
Alabama.
Nice. Mobile, you win.
Alabama.
Yep. And it's got to be fucking, there's flying the Confederate flag.
Yep.
This guy is 70. No, he's 90.
He's got five trucks, four of them on blocks.
Yep. And he's
I
got
don't
that
see
fucking.
See what's wrong with it.
That's just, my neighbor looked like that.
My grandfather had that in his lawn.
It's our heritage.
Me. Yeah.
Yep. Seriously.
There's some really great stuff in there. There are like three non-racist items. There is Urkel O's cereal.
Okay.
There's a Harlem Globetrotters lunchbox.
Nice. That's uh-huh. supporting the blacks.
And there's something related from Fresh Prince. The Harlem Globetrotters.
They always win. They always
they
beat the generals.
They do always beat the white man.
No, apparently they've lost once because their record says they have like all these wins and then one loss.
Who yeah. they lose to?
Well, probably the generals, but I don't think they've actually ever lost.
I guess that's
one.
Fair. Who else would they have ever played? They lost to the other blacker team.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be the worst game to go to?
LeBron.
The one where the generals win?
You know what I bet
that
they
would
did?
Be,
you would be so pissed.
That would be,
be
so
like,
awesome.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Then they just start making it
I
real.
Would love to be an announcer at that game. Unbelievable.
It looks like it is. The generals are just. Yeah.
These are not the generals we've been seeing for the last 40 years, Tom.
You got a good announcer.
And if you were the generals, they would be celebrating like it was the World Cup and the finals. Yeah. They'd be like tearing their jerseys like, yeah!
The yeah, they'd be like
hilarious.
The women's soccer team on their knees ripping their shirts off,
right.
screaming at
and
the
sky.
Just as hot.
Yeah.
The best part is that the DJ wouldn't know, so he'd just be playing Sweet Georgia Brown anyway.
Then you see them all, you know. It would be great to see the Globetrotters all sadly walking,
just walking
off
away.
Just walking away.
But here's the best part. One of them still spinning the ball. Head
yeah,
down.
Yeah.
They're all walking sad, but you just see the ball spinning.
Sweet Tooth like, Jones, a professional to the end.
Yeah, the ball starts to...
does not quit.
The ball like wobbles a little bit as they're going out. Like it doesn't
it's
fall.
Like Inception. Inception.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Space Jam.
I don't
exactly
remember
like
Space
that.
Jam. I think I did unfortunately see it. I played the game.
Yeah.
Wait.
Was it... No.
No, which one was the game
NBA
where it was Michael
Jam?
Jordan? What? No.
Shaq Fu.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was fucking awful.
Shaq really... He had Shaq Fu. Did you know Shaq put out two rap albums?
Yes.
And then the audacity for a greatest hits.
Well, the sad thing is it had to have sold enough, the first two albums, that people are buying. What did he sound like?
Oh,
I'm not very good at
he had a
playing
that I
basketball.
Can remember. Damn it.
I don't like ball.
He sounded a little to me like Del the Funky Homo Sapien, but slower and more marble mouth. The guy from the Gorillaz.
Oh!
Finally, someone let me out of my cage.
Was kind
of
what he sounded like. But you couldn't even understand him.
Finally, let me dunk the ball. Because I like to dunk. Over you all.
It was like nice. That. It was like, and they're all basketball, and it was just shit like, He had one that was like, I'm Mr. Bombastic, Mr. Fantastic. And you're like, wow.
Well, first of all, clearly since he can't write, somebody wrote it for him.
Yeah.
But secondly, can you imagine driving down?
Dr. Dre with just a pistol in his mouth. Like, looking at a basketball.
It's Chuck D's writing this. He's like, I was a public enemy.
I used to be fucking famous. You know, but can you imagine somebody in their Escalade with the wheels spinning and the windows down, driving down the street, and they've got, I'm Mr. Bombastic, Mr. Fantastic.
That's Shaq, fool. I'll have to get some Shaq Diesel.
Oh, that'd be great.
That
would be great.
Your next intro music.
We have three more.
All right.
The next two kind of go together. One is automatic jerk off machine, and the other one is automatic jerk offer, which I assume was the same thing.
I bet you're right. How could it not be the same person?
That sounds like the second one sounds like a German techno band. The automatic jerk offer.
Automatic jerk offer. You're right. Jerk offer.
It sounds like a song.
Automatic jerk offer.
That Rammstein.
That works for me.
Yeah.
And the final one is very exciting for everyone.
Okay.
It is called Roseanne Games.
Yeah. Oh. Laugh along with her.
This music chills up my spine.
Makes me happy. Not gonna lie.
The horror.
Can't stop smiling.
The horror.
We're all eating pizza. Running around, changing form.
Our faces are changing.
Playing cards.
Yeah.
From like a 30-year-old to like a 49-year-old to a 27-year-old.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And looks horrible at every stage.
Oh my god.
They're always cutting away from Becky at just the right time.
That's such good saxophone. Do it. Do the laugh with her.
That was more Crypt Keeper looking than it was Roseanne looking. It probably sounds fine, but to the audience at home.
That's another one that would be fun to listen to if we ever do a Crypt Keeper game. Or, I mean,
A Tales from the Crypt
thank
game.
You. Yeah, I love that
That's
music.
A good theme.
Do, 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 do,
so here's what we have.
Alrighty.
I have, I believe, five or six. Probably five.
Fuck
awesome.
Me.
One, two, three, four.
Have you ever won this yet?
No.
This is exactly why I wanted to have you. One, two, three, four, five, six.
You've done two, right? I beat you two and you're zero?
Well, you beat me twice. I think Heather's beaten me however many times. I've never won.
Who?
Nice. She who shall not be named.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Your ex-girlfriend.
Oh. All right. So I've got six Roseanne episode descriptions.
Awesome.
Five are real. One is made up. I will read all five.
Okay.
Six. I will read all six in no particular order, and then it will be up to you guys to decide,
okay,
which is fraudulent.
Nice.
So I just have
and
to pick
the
wrong
do it,
one.
No.
You'll be doing it by picking ones that you think are correct and trying to narrow it down to the very end.
You need this, sir?
I do need this. And we also need to, do you want to flip that cap to see who's going to pick first?
I think Alex should pick first because I've gone out so quickly before.
I'm fine with that.
I'm comfortable with you making the decision.
Just so that way this game lasts longer than one turn.
It'll be great when I still beat you. When I give you the handicap and I beat you and I'm 3-0.
And what's awesome about this particular game is there is a theme to these episodes, and we'll see if you guys pick up on it.
Oh, sweet.
Here we go.
Automatic jerk offers.
Oh. They're all about jerking off machines.
Automatic jerk offer.
I'm going to need you to record another song. Automatic jerk offer.
I think that's all you need to do.
See if you can get with justice on that one.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number one. DJ gives Roseanne a hard time about morals when she accepts a mistaken delivery of a stove. Darlene discovers that he has been ditching school to attend church.
That's exactly what Peter did when he was 13.
Number two. This is a pretty good one. Roseanne makes a costume for DJ in the school play, but DJ drops the role when he finds out that he has to kiss a black girl.
Oh.
Several problems arise from his decision, forcing Dan and Roseanne to take a look at their views on race.
Wow.
Number three. Becky's new friend Rachel sleeps over at the Connor house, but between Dan's late night wrenching and DJ's attempts to make a love connection, Rachel doesn't sleep a wink. Roseanne works the late shift with Jackie, and both fantasize about winning the night's $7 million lottery jackpot.
Wrenching is masturbating, right?
Late, I think wrenching like with a wrench.
Thank you.
I would assume,
for taking my funny comment completely seriously and making me realize that wasn't like funny at all.
No. Alrighty. Okay. What are we
at? Is the theme
four?
That DJs in all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Dan realizes DJ is having a puberty-related problem in school, and Mark gives a handy solution. Roseanne shares her growing up story with DJ about her first menstruation, which sends him running and screaming. Number 5. Youngsters Roseanne and Jackie go to a fortune teller to take a look into the future. In the future, Jackie takes an adult autistic DJ to a psychiatrist.
Are you serious? Well, I mean, I guess that you might not be serious. Jesus Christ.
And number 6. After the Connors receive a small inheritance from their great aunt Harriet, they decide to all go out to a nice dinner with their limits already set until Darlene unexpectedly pops in. Meanwhile, DJ is contemplating what to spend his own personal inheritance from Great Aunt Harriet on, since he received $500.
Ooh.
Darlene spends her visit home alienating the family and hurling insults until the family finally bites back. DJ buys a trombone.
Well, you ruined the episode for me.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a synopsis, not a fucking...
The suspense of the... Yeah. What's DJ going to buy?
Spoiler alert for all those of you who haven't watched these
what
episodes.
I was
going to
get the Roseanne box set every episode. All right, well, so...
Now you won't buy the whole box set because that one episode was spoiled.
That was great ones. I mean, because all of them... The fact
so
that
many sound
adult
fake.
Autistic yeah. has to be real. If kissing a black girl isn't real, if... Well, those are, I guess, the craziest.
I'll summarize them quickly again.
Yeah, do.
Number 1, DJ gives Roseanne a hard time about morals and is going to church.
Okay.
Number 2, school play, kissing a black girl.
Okay.
Number 3, Becky's friend Rachel sleeps over and DJ tries to bang her. Number 4... DJ is having a puberty thing, and Mark gives a solution.
Okay.
And Roseanne's menstruation. Number 5, Roseanne and Jackie go to the fortune teller, and DJ has autism.
Okay.
And number 6, DJ buys a trombone.
Jesus. The one that sounds the most realistic is him trying to bang. So I'm going to guess that might be the one you made up to throw us off.
Okay.
Which means I have to guess any other one.
Okay.
But I don't want to do the most preposterous one, because what if you did that? So I've got to go medium.
Okay.
So I've got to go, I think one of the real ones is him having a puberty-related problem and her telling him about her menstruation. I'm guessing that's one of the real ones.
You are correct.
Yeah. Zelda.
Well done. All right. So that was... Number 4.
Fuck.
All right, Ian. Go ahead.
Don't screw this up.
You know...
Take us through your process here.
I have no process.
Yeah.
Well, you should get one so you can win.
I feel like I'm in this part of Rocky where I'm just... both of my eyes have swelled shut and I'm just sort of swinging and blurry.
Then you'll win in the end if it's
and
Rocky.
And so I don't even know. Well, I'm going to go with the most absurd one.
Okay.
DJ buys a trombone and we're looking for a real one, right?
Yes.
DJ buys a trombone.
DJ buys a trombone.
Ooh. Oh, God.
You are correct. So number 6 is out.
I feel good because I haven't had my worst performance yet.
Yeah, that's true.
So I've passed that.
Wow.
You already,
this makes it harder for me.
So this is
I've got a 1 in 4 chance now of screwing this up.
So we've got morals and church.
Okay.
We've got kissing a black girl.
Okay.
We've got girl sleeping over and DJ trying to bang her. And we've got autistic DJ.
I'm going to go with morals in church is real.
Morals in church, number 1.
Yes!
You are correct.
You waited just long enough for me to think you were searching for the wrong button. Oh, Ian.
So now you've got 2, 3, and 5. So you've got kissing a black girl. DJ trying to bang her friend.
Okay.
Or autistic DJ.
Autistic DJ, the banging the friend, and the black girl one.
Yeah.
Holy God.
Doesn't get much more intense.
It doesn't get much more intense than this.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
There are men in shorts everywhere.
Can he go all the way?
Running,
I'm
glistening.
Go with the...
Playing volleyball.
Shirtless.
I'm going to go with the play one as one of the real ones.
Kissing the black girl?
Yeah.
Is a real event in Roseanne.
I feel resigned.
Oh my god! I can roll on me now.
So it's all down to you.
Holy shit! So now it is the most mundane, boring one of wants to fuck the friend.
Yep.
Which sounds very realistic, which is awful.
Or the horribly specific one.
They go to a fortune teller, an autistic. I have to assume that you're trying to throw us off. I have to guess that you made the mundane one to fuck us, and I have to go with the real episode is taking care of an autistic grown-up DJ.
Taking care of an autistic grown-up DJ is real.
Oh! Fuck! I win again!
So,
I lost again.
And that leaves you holding the hot potato, my friend. But you know what? You played well.
You did. You didn't lose by...
No, the first time I played, we played to the end, too. So this is at least a good
contest. Well, that makes me really good at this, because the fact that I knew that I could do Peter's, like... Wow. And, dude, that's fucked up that... How do you develop autism when you get older? I thought autism was something you were born with.
Well,
yeah.
Fans will remember that this is sort of a flashback / flash forward episode. So what happens is it's young Roseanne and Jackie, and they're at like a carnival. They did this in The Simpsons as well, and they go to a fortune teller who shows them the future, which is beyond the normal Roseanne continuity. So you have like a grown-up DJ.
Right.
And then they, at that point, discover he's autistic. But at the point where they're at the fortune teller, there is no DJ yet.
But in the show, he's not really... autistic.
Well, that's the only time that he appears as an old adult.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is wouldn't
he be a kid autistic?
Right, right. Catch there we autistic? Go. That's exactly what
it's
I'm
not
saying.
Not like Down syndrome where you can get it from...
licking a toilet seat or, you know, touching
a Down
syndrome
person.
They hit
you with their stick and it turns them into you into them.
But it's their happy stick.
No.
Yay!
You become much happier.
I've seen a retarded boy's dick and it was not happy.
I did too, multiple times.
It looked like it was covered in oatmeal.
Wes Cline.
Yeah. Flesh oatmeal.
Jesus Christ.
Saw his butt, too.
He ran around naked a lot.
Can I say this before we go here?
Okay. Our note to leave on.
I feel in elementary school. So when we were in elementary school, what they decided to do was sort of integrate the retarded kids.
Right. Mainstream them.
Yeah, mainstreaming is what they call it.
Mainline them, yep.
However, I think that this sort of backfired and I grew up terrified.
Because
I saw his dick. I saw his butt. One time, the same kid told me how he fucked another retarded girl in a beanbag chair because she was in a beanbag chair because normally she's in a wheelchair.
I remember that. That big fat black girl.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was
that shorter guy. Who was the shorter one with glasses? We saw his dick a couple times,
Eric.
Too. Yeah.
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 Saw Eric's dick. There's a big, fat, redheaded guy named Charlie who took a shit down the slide.
Yeah.
Went like halfway
they
down
had to
and
close
just stopped.
It. Yeah. And then it was... It was a big deal. Like, people talked about it for a long time.
Yeah, because it was insane. I remember one time Charlie and Wes both pulled down their pants and were having, like, a butt fight, like, hitting their butts against each other.
You were subjected to a lot of retarded dick.
There was a girl who...
Poetic justice, because now you subject girls to your retarded dick.
Look at this.
It's covered in oatmeal.
Hey, I'm mainstream. Okay. I grew up mainstream.
Here's what I wanted to tell you, but I didn't want to like make your future not as bright.
Mm.
When I was 13, I went to a fortune teller, and she showed me an adult autistic Peter in my future.
Oh, God.
But I didn't know you yet. So that first time I met you, I was like, that's who she was talking about?
I don't have much time.
It was like 12 monkeys for you where you're trying to change the future,
exactly.
But you just couldn't.
I thought that I could help you not become autistic, but I am part of the problem.
Everything you did causes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on the plus, maybe I could use that as my New Year's, pickup line. Baby, I'm going to be autistic soon. I don't know how much time I have left.
I love
that I'll probably be worse at sex, which is unfathomable.
I love that.
I'm going to start kicking out the window and not feel feelings. Rampaging.
I'll just
want to
play with trains.
Oh, my God. I like that you have a New Year's line, New Year's pickup line. That just made me laugh.
And that it's awful. It's well, just like, I'm going to be worse.
That was a given. But
this is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Take me like I am, because I am's going to be no better.
Have some pity. Mainstream me. Let's get mainstream.
Let's Wonka the shit out of my...
Yeah.
What was it?
Wonka me till I mainstream.
Yeah. Right. Wonka me mainstream. I don't know. I was terrified of the retarded kids.
Yeah. Well, you had reason to be. They were... Nowadays, it's so PC in this world that they would be branded as sex offenders when really they should just
probably
be respected as retarded.
Yeah, I didn't need to go that far as to say sex. I was not offended. I was just like, yeah, they're not...
sex terrified.
I don't know if they belong on the same playground at the same time.
Oh,
unsupervised.
Wow. Can't believe you'd say that.
I'm just saying. Well, they were the ones shitting on the slide and banging naked butts together.
Separate but equal playgrounds? Is that what you're fucking talking about?
I didn't say equal.
You and your mom.
I don't think they require you can shit down any surface. You don't need a full slide.
Well, I think if they shit down the slide constantly and have butt fights, their playground won't remain equal for much longer.
Really, so, if you're retarded enough, isn't the world your playground?
I suppose.
I mean, really.
But then you shit on it because you're retarded.
But that's how you play.
That's, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, philosophy.
Everything, I mean, everything's good.
Philosophical at the end.
Yeah.
You're going to be so happy when you're autistic, buddy. You got so much to look forward to.
Yeah. You
know, Big Mackey's going to take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to rob an Armenian money train just to pay for my special
school.
He's going
to blow away 3 or 4 of his friends for you. But he'd never blow you away.
No. He loves me,
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah.
In an absentee way.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta hit the streets, son. But continue not being autistic. This is going to be great. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for explaining to me how assholes wink.
Yeah.
That was news.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Thanks for letting me beat you again at this game.
You know, I will win someday. I keep saying that, I will win someday.
You've got a chance.
You will. You were close.
You did
come
know,
close
yeah,
twice.
You did well.
Your record is improving.
Yeah.
You're no
Your
longer the Washington Generals.
Not. Yeah, that's true.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Wait, 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 mighty out of space. All that flying saucer terror made me lazy drinking lemonade. A waste. It just went to waste. Like the freon cold out of the hotel door or the white rocket.